You say Sunday is the Lord's day. Well, then who owns the other six? Do you ignore him when you're healthy and pray only when you're sick? Are the little things in your life still under your control? Do you only give him whatever concerns your spirit and your soul? Do you sing, I surrender all, with your wallet tightly sealed? Is your life a 60-40 split? Are you cutting God a deal? He created every part of you and gave you everything you've got. He even gave his life for you when he died upon the cross. When will you surrender everything? When will you live out those words that you sing? How long will you continue in control of a life that's not your own? When will you give up and give him everything? What part of all don't you understand? Why do you pull back with more left in your hand? Don't you know that if you give everything to him, he'll multiply it back again? But it requires more than just surrendering now and then. All does not mean most, and all does not mean some. All means everything you've got, with nothing left undone. It's a total dedication, including dying to yourself, giving up your hopes and dreams, your possessions, time, and wealth. Living half a Christian life is no Christian life at all. Only the most fanatical will be accepted when he calls. It's either all or nothing, there is no in between. If you're lukewarm, he'll spit you out. Then where will you be? When will you surrender everything? When will you live out the words that you sing? How long will you continue in control of a life that's not your own? When will you give up and give him everything? What part of all don't you understand? Why do you pull back with more left in your hand? Don't you know that if you give everything to him, he'll multiply it back again? But it requires more than just surrendering now and then.